Step 4. Watch out for con artists and fraud. Here are a few more tips to help you be a wise donor and avoid becoming a victim of fraud. Decide to make a donation based on information, not emotion. Some organizations use emotional appeals or hard luck stories to gain support for their charity. The stories may be accurate, truthful accounts, but you don't let your emotional response cloud your judgment. If you feel strongly about supporting a charity, it doesn't hurt to learn more about the cause and the organization before you give. A little effort can help ensure your donation goes where you want it. Copycat organizations know whom you are dealing with. Organizations may use names that are similar to an established charity. When you hear these misleading names, you may think you are giving to the established charity. Carefully look at the name of the organization and ask questions to be sure they are the organization you believe them to be. Page 13. Beware of gifts and prizes. Charities may use gifts or prizes to encourage donors to give to their organization. If you receive a gift along with a request for a donation from an organization, you may wish to make a donation, but you are not obligated to do so. Be aware of the role of professional fundraisers. There are a growing number of professional fundraisers and call centers whose business is to seek donations on behalf of charitable organizations. This may include hosting bingo games or other events, as well as telephone and mail campaigns. Professional fundraisers can genuinely benefit the charity, but it is wise to ask how much of your money will go to the charity. If a high portion goes to administration, you might want to make your donation directly to the charity. Check for police alerts about con artists. Check with your local police or RCMP for alerts on con artists and fraud in your area. If you suspect that something fraudulent is happening, report it, and be careful about giving out your credit card information, especially over the phone. Page 14.